Hey guys, Nick here, taking a quick break so that I can tell you about Dioli's Italian Market, my family business. We've been located in Winston-Salem since 2007, and we've been a vital part of the Wake Forest community for students, athletes, coaches, and faculty, and the Winston-Salem community as well. You guys have heard guests come on before. Anyone that's part of the Wake Forest community has raved about my parents' deli, our family deli, and the hype is real. It wouldn't be if we've been here this long. So I got a deal for you. If you come into the deli and you recognize me and you say, hey, I'm a big fan of the podcast, or I've listened to you guys before and I love what you're doing, I will give you a free sandwich card with any purchase you make in the store. So you come in, you talk about the podcast with me a little bit, you purchase something, I'll give you a sandwich card that has all 10 stamps. And then the next time you come in, your sandwich is on me. So that's all you got to do. We appreciate you guys. Thanks for supporting a small family business that's been part of the Winston-Salem community for all these years. Thank you for listening to the show, and we are coming right back to you.
You're listening to the Just Means Less ACC podcast with your hosts, Micah and Nick. Nick, we ditched Monty. We ditched Jake. We're tired of their shenanigans. The boys are back.
We did ditch them. It feels so good to be back. Those guys were losers.
But we'll be back with them next week.
No, Monty and Jake are great. They've helped us out a lot. But it is good to be back in the good old days right now. So how have you been, man?
No pun intended, Nick. I am buzzing right now. Electric factory in Atlanta. Obviously, we're recording this Tuesday night pretty late at my hotel in Georgia. I got to watch Georgia Tech mess around with Presbyterian, but walk it off in a squeeze play. So, you know, all things considered, man, I'm pretty good. How are you? I mean, do you even know that we're playing baseball right now, Nick? I mean, because last I checked, you're probably not as dialed into baseball as I am.
What do you mean? Are there midweek? Like, do I know that there are midweek games going on?
No. You have two basketball teams in the Final Four. Why are you even thinking about baseball? That's what I'm referring to.
I know. I'm going to be honest with you. It's been a hard 2 weeks to really dial in on the weekend series. I've been doing it. I feel like I've been doing a good job of it, but – yeah, what's been going on with NC State basketball has been truly unreal, remarkable, sensational, whatever adjective you could come up with. It's been insane. So I'm over the moon right now.
Yeah, it's been electric, man. I mean, my only thing is I feel bad for you. It's been like you have to be invested in a basketball game every single day. I mean, that would drive me nuts. I don't want to have to do that. So – I mean, jealous of you, but I also don't feel for you. I don't know if I'd want to do it 24/7, but, man, happy for you for sure. I mean, Nick, could you imagine – remember how mad you got when I texted you about the whole Virginia thing and I was blowing up what I told you and everything? You know, yeah. I mean, like, could you imagine – like, I don't think any of us could have thought that, like, after that – like, okay, cute, you win the ACC tournament. Maybe you make a run to the Sweet 16. Dude, you're kicking every – like, Duke should have ran you out of the arena. And what do? Oh, let's just smack him in the second half. It was incredible. Incredible stuff from NC State. Really happy for Wolfpack fans. And, I mean, to be honest, the baseball team's doing pretty darn good too. So, you know what? NC State fans are the definition of spoiled, guys. Remember everyone says that Duke and North Carolina are all those, you know – snobby, spoiled, rotten bandwagon fans. I think it's the NC State fans. They've never had to experience heartbreak in their life.
No, never. Not in the 6 years that I've been a part of this fan base. I've never had to experience any heartbreak whatsoever. But, no, again, truly insane. I mean, I was just happy with the ACC championship that hadn't been done since 1987, and I think all State fans would agree. We were just happy to win that and get it off our shoulders and break the curse of ACC championships. And then when we did it, it was like, okay, you know what? It would be nice to win one game, right? Like, Keats hasn't done that. And then we beat Texas Tech. It's like, okay, we're getting Oakland. Like, we could definitely beat them. Like, Sweet 16 run, let's do this. And now that we're here, now that we're, like, we beat Marquette, we beat Duke again, like, State fans are like, screw it. We're this far. Just win it all. Let's just do it. We're two away. Let's just do it. And, yeah, and the baseball team, I mean, just, like, what a weekend. Like, both teams making the Final Four and then the baseball team walking off two games to get the sweep against Notre Dame. Unreal weekend, truly. I mean, I'm jealous of my youngest sister. She's – I keep having to remind her that she's in school during the best sports era, I think, of NC State. Like, she's seen the football team beat Clemson twice at home. She's seen the football team on this winning streak against Carolina three games in a row. She's seen, you know, this – Final Four run of our basketball teams. It's unreal, truly unreal. So cool.
I'm just praying for you, Nick, that you don't have to experience what I experienced in 2019, where, don't be wrong, I will never trade anything for that national championship and then beating Virginia Tech, getting to the ACC championship game. But dude, since 2019, it has been such a downhill slope for Virginia sports, at least in those, you know, those major two. They're like, I just hope you don't experience that, because that, again, was it worth it? Probably. But still, it does suck now in the current world where you're like, well, this is kind of awful. So,
yeah.
And to think, Nick, that Kevin Keats was probably getting fired about 20 seconds after the clocks hit zero if that shot doesn't fall and forces overtime against Virginia. So crazy how this all works out. And, you know, you've talked about it before, Nick. You've always been, I mean, you haven't been the world's biggest Kevin Keats fan, but you've always been pro Keats. So I'll give you credit, you know, like sometimes it is time, but I'm glad that you stuck it out with him. Well, that's enough of basketball talk, Nick. I'm sorry, but I'm already bored. I'm ready to go to sleep. I'm also really mad at basketball, Nick, because I turned on ESPN2 in my hotel room and I come to find out the NIT is being played in Indianapolis. What happened to Madison Square Garden for the NIT? I thought the NIT, like, they get all these power teams now. We want to be so special. And then they're playing in Indianapolis, and it looks like it's Hinkle Fieldhouse. So, like, yeah, it's a cool, iconic venue. But, like Seton Hall is literally playing somewhere they played conference games this year. So, anyways, basketball over, done with. Baseball time, Nick. We are not going to do the normal format we do, so everyone's listening. We're not going to break down every series and go through top performers. Monty works very, very hard with that. And as much as I enjoy that format sometimes, Nick, I miss our format of just randomly spewing off nonsense until we, you know, we feel like we found something that works. So here's what I'm thinking. I think you should tell me right now, Nick, who, because we haven't had these conversations in a while, who is the team that has exceeded your expectations the most? That's what we'll do first. And then I have a couple other ones, but just to prepare you, who's disappointed you the most? Who is the most mid team in the ACC? And then give me your top, or give me your ACC 12 if you thought, like, if you could predict who those 12 are right now. So that's what we'll do. And we'll talk about the weekend series within that process. But to make it more fun, I want to do a little bit of recap because it is the start of April. So it's a good time to play a little bit of catch up and just talk about the grand scheme of what's happened in the ACC. So Nick, do you want to tell me who your most impressive team is? If you need some more time to think, I can take it. If not,
no, I think I have a good answer for most impressed team. That's caught my eye. And I think it's the Virginia Tech Hokies.
Oh, that was not who I was going to take. So, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been very impressed with these guys. We didn't know a whole lot going into this season with them. They lost some bats. The starting pitching was a big question mark, and they have exceeded expectations throughout this season so far. I think I brought it up last week, the start of ACC play, their schedule has been very weak. Like, they've played the bottom tier of the ACC. I think they played Notre Dame, Louisville, and Pitt to start
off. And Boston College.
So they have played in my opinion, the bottom four teams so far, which doesn't say much, but the fact that they've swept, I think, two of them, a couple of them, they won two out of three on the road, has been awesome. That infield, Micah, you pointed out in the beginning of the season, probably the best infield in the ACC right now. Brett Renfro is on fire. He's definitely a candidate for ACC Pitcher of the Year. Canizario's awesome. DeMartini is just doing his thing. Virginia Tech, I mean, they're leading the Coastal Division right now. They're number one there. I believe if the season ended, they're the two seed in the ACC tournament. Virginia
Technically,
Tech,
they're the one seed because they've just played more games. So,
oh, yes, correct, correct.
Because, like, Clemson's 7-2.
Right.
North Carolina is also 7-2. Virginia Tech is 10-2.
Correct, yes. And look at them. They're in the top 15, I think, in D1 polls right now. So they have been unbelievable. They've exceeded my expectations this year. I really thought they were going to be maybe the mid-team so far this year, but that has not been the case. They have exceeded my expectations in every way possible.
See, you know, I've defended them a lot on the show, but I think they're really starting to get overhyped, man. Like, explain to me how Virginia Tech is ranked higher than Florida State with a worse record, and Florida State has beaten more impressive teams. Like, it blows my mind. Like, Virginia Tech moved up two spots in this weekend's rankings, according to D1, for taking 2 of 3 against Pitt. A Pitt team that everyone says isn't very good. So, like, I'm just a little – like, Nick, I guess actually we will do picks. You and I will do picks. That's how we'll end the show because I know we don't get to normally do it, you know, when we do it on the other show. So we will pick this weekend series, which, by the way, Nick, I doubt you'll be able to do it. But if you are bored, I think you should come up – I think I'm going to go Saturday night because we play an early game at ETSU, Nick. So I think I'm going to go over to Blacksburg afterwards and watch the Saturday night Wake and Virginia Tech game because that's going to be an incredible series because, you know, we got one team that looked like the team we thought we were going to see in the preseason tonight. And then we've got another team, you know, that has been what we thought Wake Forest was going to be all season with the, you know, 23-5 record or whatever it is, you know, for the Hokies. But I mean, I don't hate the pick. I mean, they're definitely worthy of a top 15, top 20 spot. I just – it does – like, the fact that they're ranked higher than Florida State makes me angry, which segues into my team, which is Florida State. Mm-hmm. Nick, getting to watch them this weekend in person 3 times, this team is so freaking electric, man. They just – Link Jarrett gets it. He knows how to put these pieces together. This lineup steps up. Like, we had, you know – excuse me. We had, you know – Dingus went off on Saturday. We had Cuvée go off on Tuesday. Like, you just have a lineup that just top to bottom gets it done. James Tibbs III is just an incredible bat. I love watching him play. Today he had another big home run in the midweek game with Jacksonville that kind of got them over the hump. You know, excuse me, the rotation of Whitaker, Arnold and Leiter is great. We saw really good Cam Leiter on Thursday. Jamie Arnold pitched just as well as Evan Webster did on Friday. The unfortunate part is the defense around him wasn't very good. Honestly, they were the better team in all 3 games, in my opinion. I thought Louisville actually played better on Saturday in the game they lost than they did in the game they won on Friday. But I just love this Florida State team, man. I mean, they're 22-5. Right now, I'm going to double check the record, but I mean, they've done everything right and they've dominated. I know it's Florida midweek, so you can say what you want about that team, but dude, I watched them smack. Like, they made Florida look like a mid-major 200 RPI team this time last week in Jacksonville. Like, dude, they took it to the woodshed with them. I love this Florida State team. They're going to host a regional. Like, you know, you can say what you want, but they got rattled at Clemson. And, like, that was their first time seeing that. They're going to settle in. Nick, remind me, they do come to Wake Forest in a couple weeks, don't they?
Yeah, I think in 3 weeks they come to Wake.
Yeah, so that's going to be obviously a really good test. Like, they're going to still be tested. But, I mean, there really isn't, in my opinion, minus maybe Florida State at home or Louisville when they're really bumping, a better atmosphere and more difficult place to play than Clemson. I mean, dude, they played We Like to Party 37 gazillion times, and then you know, they choked away the game. So Florida State for me is by far the most impressive team. I was wrong at the beginning of the year, Nick, so credit to you. You said Florida State was going to turn it around, not Louisville, or at least have a better turnaround, and you were right. So congratulations, Nick, on being right. Barring some crazy slide from Florida State and miracle run by Louisville, I think you've pretty much locked that one up already. So moving on to most disappointing. Nick, I'm going to go first, and you might be shocked with who I'm going to go with because I think I'm going to go with Pitt.
Okay.
I was going to go Wake, and maybe that's where you're going to go, so I don't want to steal it in case it is. Pitt, for me, showed so much signs of life early in the season. And I know they have it. But they have just found ways to lose games in some really incredible ways. And I just don't see them as the worst team in this conference. So, you know, yeah, Wake, you can say the expectations, but like, Nick, I don't want to dance too much, but of the two of us, who was the more pessimistic person about Wake? It was me. Yeah. I was very hesitant about them, like being, again, the unanimous number one team. I think I can at least say without a doubt that I was correct on being hesitant. So for me, man, it's Pitt just because, I mean, obviously they're not out of getting to Charlotte. But I really thought, especially from what we saw that weekend in Las Vegas, man, like I really thought we had a Pitt team like that would be almost like what Boston College has been the last little bit, you know, with the ability to scrap and, you know, just kind of win games you don't expect. But who's your team that you're kind of most disappointed with at this point in the season?
It is Wake Forest. You had every right to be pessimistic about Wake. I think a lot of people did too, which was fair. I mean, when we interviewed Moose, my biggest question was, you know, we know the rotation, we know the bats, we know the transfers you got, but what about that bullpen? What's going to be the bullpen? And right now, the bullpen is what is letting down this Wake Forest team. And they seems like tonight they found an answer with Cole Rowland coming back and Crawford Wade coming back. Shout out to those guys, especially Crawford, who has been on the shelf for over 400 days. So the fact that he got back out there was awesome tonight against UNCG. But regardless, I knew that we all knew that this wouldn't be the same Wake Forest team like last year. We knew that. Now, were they number one? Maybe. But we had to see what would happen. And I did not expect them to falter like they have in these ACC series. They have played three of four ACC series. They've played three ranked teams. And they've lost every single one of those. The only team that they've beaten in a series in the ACC is Louisville, which you and I were at. And what's disappointing, or not disappointing, what's frustrating is that they are right there. It's not like they're getting killed. They are right there. Chase can come out with a lead, and the lead will be blown. Josh can come out with a lead, and the lead will be blown. Michael Massey can come out with a lead, and the lead will be blown. It's just the bullpen has been the clear struggle. And what this team reminds me of actually reminds me of NC State's baseball team last year. A lot of talent, can hit the ball well, not a bad rotation at all, but the bullpen is blowing games, and they are committing errors too. Like the fielding has not been clean like it has been last year. You know, I made this observation right after the UNC game I went to on Easter Sunday. They remind me a lot of NC State's team last year. Just they can't seem to find a groove and put it together. Now, I could be wrong come, you know, this weekend when Cole is back and Crawford's back and more stability and seems like Nick has found a groove. But they have been the most disappointing team for me. I did not rank them in my
college baseball top 25 for College Baseball Central. D1 has them at number 21, which I think is very generous right now. They've been the most disappointing team.
I'm actually amazed that you unranked them. I had them exactly at 25, Nick. I just didn't see them being justified to drop out, even with everything. Quickly, because, again, we want to recap a little bit of what happened last weekend, too. What did you think of moving to Chase on Friday? We kind of knew this was coming, Nick, so this isn't like a shock to us. But we saw a pretty bad version of Chase Burns on Friday night. Like, especially for Chase Burns standards, right? I mean, we're not talking about, like, the worst pitching performance we've seen all season, right? But not a good version of Chase Burns. Do you think that anything about moving him in the spot was a part of it? Or do you just think that, like, at the end of the day, it was just why am I drawing a blank on who they play? Oh, North Carolina had his number that day.
I honestly want to say North Carolina had his number that day. I think if the Louisville series wasn't the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we would have seen that move happen. Mm-hmm. And they had to wait a week because I think they didn't want Chase to go on short rest on a Friday. So I think UNC just got the best of them. You got to give credit where credit is due. They just had his number that day, and UNC is a great ball club this year. They can hit the ball well. I think they just had his number.
All right. Who's your most mid team in the ACC?
I'm going to go Miami.
Wow, you took mine. Darn it. Good thing I was prepared with a backup.
Miami, I put it out there, I think a week ago or 2 weeks ago, I don't understand them. And Monty just put it perfectly. They're just mid. Like, they'll beat good teams, but they'll lose to bad teams. It seems like they figured out the pitching a little bit with Gage. Gage has had incredible outings the last two appearances, I think. The bats have been good. Nothing jumps out on the page out of the page for me, though. So I think they're mid. I think they will barely sneak into a regional spot. I think they'll win series that they're not supposed to, and then they'll drop a midweek that they're not supposed to. So Miami so far has been my most mid team this year.
Yeah, I mean, dude, Mark Light Magic definitely exists. I'm going to be the first one to put that out there. But, like, it's crazy because Gage Zeal pitched so well in that game that I attended last week on that Thursday. But everything else about the game was kind of mid. I mean, like, the bats, like, they need a ball that I thought was fair, but you could say it was foul. Like, whatever they would have called on the field, Nick, would have been the call that stood. Right, like, they needed literally magic to win that series or win a game in that series. I mean, they get dominated on Sunday. You know, they're in it and competitive, or excuse me, on Saturday, and they're in it and competitive on Friday. But that's a great choice, Nick. Even though they're kind of playing hot, I think my most mid team might be, like, again, as you took mine, is Boston College.
That was going to be my number two if you took Miami,
because, yeah, they just took a series, right? And we're all kind of, I mean, I'm excited for them, you know, to see them get that sweep against, oh my goodness, why am I drawing a blank on who they just swept?
Georgia Tech.
Thank you. Georgia Tech, duh, should have remembered that. You know, like, that was impressive, going on the road, taking it with Georgia Tech. I mean, again, it was a midweek today, right? But they let Harvard score 9 runs against them. Harvard's not a good baseball team. I know it was for the bean pot semis. So, like, you know, it's a little bit more to that midweek game than just, you know, when Harvard came to ETSU and we run ruled them. But, you know, it's just, I believe this team can get to the tournament. I really do. I believe that they can be in Charlotte, all that good stuff, but they're just very mid, man. Like, we'll see what they do this weekend. I'm intrigued to see kind of if they can replicate what they did. But, you know, because, like, you know, what sparked them last week was that midweek win against UConn. Nick, UConn is not what UConn was last year. Right. UConn's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what's wrong with them, but they're not good right now. So It's just, it is what it is. Kudos to them, but still a little hesitant on them. Like, I think John West can pitch, but, like, I don't know this rotation if it can hang for long periods of time in the ACC, but we'll see. All right, Nick, that's a good way of summarizing a couple things quickly. I guess to make it easier, so you don't have to try to like go through and predict every weekend series, I want you to tell me who the Coastal champion is if you had to predict, like who's going to run it from here on out, who's going to win the Coastal, who's going to win the Atlantic, who are the last two in to Charlotte, and who are the two that are missing. That make sense?
Yes.
So I'll go first just to give you some, a little bit of extra time. My Atlantic champion, cheating, is Clemson. Honestly, Nick, I would probably have taken Florida State if they would have only if they would have gotten one of those games at Clemson, just because I think they have a better chance of running the table better. But obviously, a sweep is going to almost rule out. I mean, Florida State needs a lot of help at this point to, like, you know, get back to that spot. So obviously, I'll go Clemson in the Atlantic. Man, I was going to go Duke for the longest time in the Coastal. But what I saw this weekend from North Carolina makes me think it's the Tar Heels.
Yep.
Are you in agreement, I'm guessing?
I am in agreement. I thought you had more to that. But, yeah, nope. I'm going to go Clemson. I think the sweep against Florida State, who I think is the second-best team right now in the Atlantic Division, is huge for them. And I think they built themselves a pretty good lead. And then the Coastal, I'm also going to go with North Carolina. I think the Virginia Tech story has been great, but they're about to run into a good Wake Forest team, and the schedule is only going to get harder from there. So it's about if Virginia Tech can keep this up, and they still got to play Carolina. I thought about Duke as well, and we'll see. I mean, Duke still has to play North Carolina, so we'll see. But North Carolina right now has looked like the most consistent team in the Coastal Division.
Yeah, I mean, North Carolina is going to get a real, real test here. I mean, again, like their weekend series has been Pitt, a series loss to Miami, Georgia Tech at home, and then at Wake. And say what you want, like, but you said it, Wake's been the most disappointing team, right? Like, we know they're capable of things, but I mean, you could argue that the most difficult series they had was at Miami over at Wake, based off what we've seen trajectory right now, mixed with just the environment that is Mark Light. Plus, not to slander Wake Forest fans, but it looked pretty much 50-50 at every game this weekend in Winston-Salem. Nick, can you tell me if that's correct or not? Like, there was a lot of Carolina blue from what I could see when I was watching.
Yeah.
So, you know, they got Virginia this weekend in Charlottesville. They got NC State in two weekends, or I guess technically three weekends if we don't count the, you know, if we count this coming weekend. They got Virginia Tech still, and obviously they end the season with Duke. So, you know, they're gonna get their test, obviously. But I like the decision. All right, Nick, who are your last two in the ACC tournament?
I'm gonna go with Louisville, and I'm gonna go with Boston College.
Wow. Okay. I didn't think that Boston College would be a potential last two in for you. So, I figured like they might be like for me they're a little bit higher up. So they're actually not one of my last two. But I like it. Okay. Well, my last two, Nick. I'm cheating a little bit, but I'm checking something. As much as I had a great time at Georgia Tech tonight, and I want to think that this is going to be a spark for them, they have to go to Pitt. In next weekend. Actually, no, this weekend. Yeah, this weekend. Sorry. I think Pitt's going to win that series. I know we're going to be predicting it here, but I think Pitt is going to play well at home. So I'm going to say Pitt's one of my last two in, and then Louisville's one of my last two in, which, I mean, segueing in cheats to me saying Georgia Tech, sorry. You're out, Notre Dame. Sorry, you're out.
And for me, it's Notre Dame, you're out, and Pitt, you're out.
Yeah, and I mean, to be honest, man, this weekend series between between Pitt and Georgia Tech is going to really set one or the other up.
Yeah, for
kind of being in like a somewhat comfortable situation, especially if Georgia Tech takes it, because you know they're 3-6 comparatively to Pitt's 2-3. Like, Pitt is behind the eight ball because, like, if Georgia Tech loses the series, right, but gets one, they're going to be 4-8, where Pitt's going to be 4-11. So technically, Georgia Tech's going to have the one up on them still. Mm-hmm. Like, the tiebreaker's not even coming into play. You know what? Now that I said that, Pitt, I'm sorry you're out. I changed my whole mind there, Nick. That's cheating. But, like, I didn't think about that. Like, because I think Georgia Tech is good enough to, like, when they play Virginia in a couple weeks, right, in Charlottesville, I think Georgia Tech can get one of those games. I don't know if I want to say they're going to win the series, right, but I think they can get one. Like, Pitt's so far behind. Like, Pitt getting swept by Virginia was brutal for them because, like, I really thought that was a series where they could at least kind of, like, because every team at this point, Nick, and correct me if you think I'm wrong, has to have that one series. You're like, that's the one. For example, Notre Dame taking 2 of 3 versus Miami was big, but Boston College ones up them by sweeping Georgia Tech in Atlanta. Like, teams are going to need that, like, we did not – like, if Pitt would have won the series against Virginia Tech this weekend, that would have been it for them. So, yeah, it's been fun. All right, Nick, before we move to the pick'em for the weekend, is there anything you want to add?
No, not really. I mean, it's been a fun first half of the season. I guess we're kind of at the halfway point, beginning of April. So a lot of mix and turns and things we didn't expect, but no, I'm excited to see what's coming up next for the second half of the season.
I agree. All right. We'll get right into it then. But first, Nick, should we do a legitimate pause for a commercial break? If we do, I'll have to end the call, though. Or do we want to throw DOLs at the front? We'll just throw DOLs at the front. No point in ending a call for a five-minute segment. But make sure you go to DOLs, guys. Here's a free advertisement for DOLs a second time. You know, go get your DOLs. Nick brought me the moose. I'm still having dreams about the moose. Nick, you'll find this funny. My mom took me to an Italian place when I was visiting her in Florida this weekend. And she's like, why don't you get the chicken parm sandwich? And I'm like, Mom, it's just not going to be the same. I saw someone eating it, and I was like, that's not a DOLs chicken parm. I can't do it. I'll just get the meatball sub. That'll be good. You can't really mess up a meatball sub, right?
Right.
So, anyways, Thursday night, ACC play starts. Nick, my silly self, I'm so glad I went to that North Carolina Rutgers game, Nick, in the midweek, because I would be scrambling right now to get – I want to get to North Carolina again, but I'd be scrambling to get them in general because I thought the series was in Chapel Hill. I think – I'm almost positive, Nick. I'm not trying to throw the ACC under the bus, but I swear when I went through and was going through the ACC, like, website, this was originally listed at UNC. Because I don't know why I would have just missed that. Like, that would have been a weird thing for me to miss. But anyways, Virginia hosts UNC on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Nick, huge Coastal Division matchup. Who do you got?
Oh. You know, I think I'm going to ride your Hoos on this one.
Virginia's screwed now because I was going to pick Virginia, and I'm going to stick with that, but we're screwed now.
I like what Carolina's doing. I still think they're going to win the Coastal Division. But I feel like Virginia really needs this, and we've seen Carolina struggle at times where they shouldn't be struggling. And I think if you run into a desperate Virginia team on the road, they're going to do what it takes to win that series. So they're coming off of a tough series loss against Duke. I think they bounce back and take 2 of 3 against Chapel Hill.
Yeah, and I know I picked North Carolina to win the Coastal. And, you know, you can say what you want about, why would you say this comment? I'm about to come out of my mouth. I think Duke's the best team in the Coastal, though. I really do. I think that team is just, you know, they've played a freight train of a schedule to start. I mean, you've had Clemson already. You've had Wake already. You've had Virginia already. Like, Duke has been given a gauntlet to start the season.
Yeah.
Where North Carolina hasn't. So, like, again, you have to, like, when you're 4 games behind, it's hard to pick that team to win the division. But I still do think Duke is better than them. I think Virginia played them. Like, I wasn't upset with losing that series, Nick, which, you know me, I'm normally a very negative fan. I was actually very I had a lot of positives out of the weekend. So I am picking Virginia to win as well. A lot of it comes down to two, Nick. I think Virginia obviously plays better at home. And I think that North Carolina is just due, man. Like, you can't go in and dominate Wake Forest like you did on the road. And then for me to expect you to turn around and do that again, you know right. what I mean, this weekend against Virginia. So I'm going to ride the Hoos here. I don't think they're going to sweep by any means, but I will go ahead and stick with the Hoos. And we're getting an insane thunderstorm right now, which is kind of cool, but also kind of scary, Nick. I might die. So it's been nice knowing you if I do. All right, we move on. Just obviously the series will start on Friday. First with Georgia Tech at Pitt. I still love that Pitt starts their games at 3 o'clock on Fridays. Like, it's just like, I mean this in the kindest way possible. That's how you know they're not necessarily trying to just please fans. Because they're like, if you're playing at 3 o'clock, like, you don't, you're kind of saying like you don't have a huge like community turnout, right? Like, it's almost more towards students slash just the convenience of the players. That being said, this is really who decides who's in last place in the Coastal. Yes. And really the bottom of the ACC. Nick, who you got?
I think the Micah good luck charm is going to rub off and continue onward for Georgia Tech. And I think they're going to win 2 out of 3 against Pitt. I just feel like the Georgia Tech's bats are so, so good, especially with Drew Burris. I think it's going to be a hit parade for them this weekend.
Dude, it was so crazy. I didn't see Drew Burris get a hit today.
It was
very disappointing. Nick, this is the battle of Gritsburg versus capital G, lowercase ri, capital T. Get it? You know, Georgia Tech's logo, GT. Dude, Georgia Tech showed so much grit today. That being said, it is still Presbyterian. I mean, they gave up 3 2-run home runs. Again, midweek game, all that stuff. Dude, I really think that Pitt is going to carry the momentum of what they had at Virginia Tech. Both these teams' bullpens we can't believe in, right? I'm just going to use principle, Nick, and I'm going to pick the home team. I am in love with Georgia Tech now, man. Like, I mean, their athletic account is retweeting us. I had one of their staff members randomly come up to me during the game, like, hey, are you that fifth quarter ACC guy? Your guys' stuff is awesome. I got to meet Patience today, by the way. Patience, if you're listening, shout out to you. You're a real one. Okay. She came up to me and just introduced herself, but real shortly. So we went back to wherever she was sitting, but shout out to her as well. Great of time at Georgia Tech, but I just, man, I don't know. Like, because I watched 6.5 really bad innings of Georgia Tech baseball today. So, and I mean, I watched Virginia beat the living piss out of Pitt the first time I saw Pitt in person this year, but I'm just going to ride the home team. Like, that's literally it. Like, I think both teams are equal. If this was in Atlanta, I'm picking Georgia Tech, but because it's in Pittsburgh, I'm picking Pitt. I'm just leave it at that. All right, we move on to the next game. Arguably the most interesting from a standing standpoint. It's Red Bandana weekend, Nick. You know what that means. It means Boston College always plays their best. And, of course, they picked Florida State to be the opponent. Florida State goes on the road. First time going anywhere north of South Carolina for Florida State. I'm not tripping when I say that. They haven't. Okay. Anyways, Florida State goes to Boston College. Boston College is riding some momentum. Nick, I'm taking Florida State to win, but I don't think they're going to sweep. What do you think?
Yeah, I think Boston College is a little too good right now to be swept. I think they're riding a little high at the moment. I got nothing really much else to add to this series. I think Florida State is just, they're going to continue to win series 2 out of 3 throughout the rest of the year, I think. That's about all I got. I don't think Boston College is as bad as we thought they were going into the season. I think they sparked a little bit too this week. I mean, they've won four in a row, so hopefully that momentum carries over.
Yeah, no, I agree. All right, Clemson goes to Notre Dame, a Notre Dame team that kind of caught us off guard by beating Miami, but you and I are both in agreement that Miami is pretty mid. We don't think Clemson is mid. Nick, I'm going to take my first sweep of the weekend. I'm taking the Tigers to sweep. What about you?
Me too. Tigers to sweep.
Yeah, Nick, do you feel like Clemson's the best team in the ACC and there's not really a question right now?
Yes.
Okay. I that's what I thought, because, like, even North Carolina, I'm still, like, I honestly think I'd say Florida State's better than North Carolina right now if it came down to it. Again, I think Duke's better than North Carolina if it comes down to it. We're picking hairs here. But I really like what Clemson is. I mean, even that loss, man, I mean, they're one out away. Or, sorry, not one out away. One inning away from winning that from sweeping Miami and Coral Gables. Imagine if they would have swept that series, Nick. That would have been the most impressive thing. Like, they were this close. You obviously can't see me, but, you know, I'm doing the little pinched fingers. From beating a team whose starter went 9 innings with, like, 15 strikeouts. Like, that tells you that they can win ball games in so many different ways. So, yeah, I'm going Clemson in the old broom. They're going to pack their brooms with them to South Bend for that one. Big series here. Miami goes to Duke. Duke's sweeping, aren't they, Nick?
Ooh. I think we're going to take Duke 2 out of 3.
Okay. I think Miami's talented enough, man. I do. But I also think Duke's got to get a sweep somewhere this season. And this one, like, that's the one thing we've seen that's been impressive with Duke. Kind of like Virginia, right? I mean, Virginia has the sweep over Pitt, but, like, they don't really sweep anybody, but they also don't get swept.
Right.
So, or Miami, I mean, I guess technically Miami, you know what? You're right, Nick. 2 out of 3 sounds way more smart. Because Miami doesn't really get swept either. I mean, they didn't get swept against Notre Dame. I know that was Notre Dame, but still Notre Dame. Didn't get swept against Clemson. Yeah, I think they'll get one. They'll catch – Duke seems to have one bad outing from a pitcher that, like, is almost like an explosion bad outing. So is it Santucci? Probably not. But you just don't know where it's going to come from. It's going to happen probably at some point. We know Miami's lineup is dangerous enough. So I like that. Thank you for talking me off the ledge and not letting me get memed with a sweep. NC State goes to Louisville. Nick, I'm picking the upset. I'm sorry to your pack. I just think that Louisville is due, man. They're due. And I think that NC State, like, Nick, I'm gonna walk back. Last time you and I were on a show together, I was very like, NC State's still fraudulent. NC State's still fraudulent. I'm off that ledge now. But they are still not good enough to not lose a series on the road we didn't think that they should. And Louisville needs this series more. Like, NC State, yeah, they kind of need it if they want to try to win the, you know, Atlantic. But NC State's fine. Like, I kind of, no offense, Nick, I think NC State's in that perfect window of, like, they're probably a 2 seed in a regional no matter what right now. Win, lose, draw. Yeah. Louisville is fighting for their postseason lives at this point. They need this. And, I mean, the fact that they took, you know, one in Winston-Salem, they took one in Tallahassee this weekend, tells me that they're capable of taking 2 at home against a good NC State team. So I'm going to say 2 or 3 for the Cards.
I like it. I think I'm going to go 2 or 3 with the Pack, though. I think State needs a road series victory. They're going to be on the road for a while, so they better get the wins now while they can, because I think, if I'm not mistaken, NC State only has 2 home series left. It's against Carolina, and I think they finish off against Wake.
Just like that, Nick has picked NC State to lose in the Final Four in both sports.
Oh, my God. No, I would definitely trade. I would trade.
But, see, I'm also trying to will that, too. Like, I think you're due for a good weekend in one of your sports, Nick. I'm just trying to will it to be men's or women's basketball. Or both.
True. Yeah, I like State 2 out of 3, but it wouldn't surprise me if they lost this series in the least bit. I like what State's rotation's been doing. It seems like every week they've been getting better. Sam has been on fire. I mean, I think he's taken almost at final form. Logan's been very consistent. I think Dom needs some improvement, but he's getting a little bit better every weekend. The bats have been good. They did get killed today by ECU, which was not a good showing at all. The bats were very quiet today, but I think a good 2 out of 3 series will do them justice. I think they need a road series victory because I don't know if they can get it at Clemson, and I don't know if they can get it at Florida State in the coming weeks. So they have to get it now.
Yeah, and I mean, like, Nick, by the way, I'm so glad I chose to do this game instead of the NC State ECU game like what the original plan was tonight, because obviously that game stunk. Plus, like, I really don't think NC State, not that they didn't care about this game, I don't want to ever say the team doesn't care, right? But ECU needed that way more than NC State did, because they've dropped a couple AAC games that, like, is very unlike them, and they want to host. If they want to host, they're going to need to kind of cancel out some of these bad AAC losses with midweek wins against top 25 teams. So,
and I think State right now is like tied for second with 9 quad one wins.
Yeah, your guys' quad one wins like have been incredible. So yeah, you're sitting fine if you're NC State, right? All right, the last weekend or last series of the ACC this weekend, and I think the hardest one to pick, Nick. Wake Forest heads to Blacksburg, takes on Virginia Tech. Like I said, I'm planning to go on Saturday. I need to email the SID. Nick, I don't know if I've told you, but like some of these credentials I get are for the whole season. Like they just say all access, they're not dated or anything. And the one that I have from Virginia Tech when we played there against like ETSU is not dated. It just says my name on it. So I'm like, can I just go? I'm obviously going to email them and make sure it's okay that I do that. But I am planning to go on Saturday. That's the hope at least, unless we go into like seven extra innings against Mercer, which is a very ETSU thing to do. But, you know, I'm very excited for this series. Nick, I'm going to let you go first. That way I can cheat and use what you think. But I really don't know where to go with this. Because, like, sometimes I'm like, yeah, Virginia Tech. And I'm going to like, but Wake's back, baby. But then it's like, oh, Virginia Tech's the better team right now. But Wake's back, baby. But it's in Blacksburg. But Wake's back, baby. So, Nick, what do you think's happening in Blacksburg this weekend?
You know, I've been down on my Deacs all week. I keep dropping them in my power rankings. I dropped them on my top 25. But something sparked today. I think something sparked a little bit on Sunday, too. They got their revenge today against UNCG, a team that they lost to a few weeks back. Cole looked great. Crawford looked great. Nick has hit 3 home runs in the last 2 games. The bats look really good. Merrick is healthy. Jack Wynne is still doing his thing. And I get it. Virginia Tech, I picked them as my most impressive team. They've been doing really well. But they're due, right, Micah? Like, they've got to be due for an ACC series loss. They played the weakest teams in this conference. And Wake is not weak. I don't think they are. I know they're not the same, but I think Wake is starting to spark up, and I don't know if Virginia Tech is ready for that. So I'll take the Deacs 2 out of 3. I think this comes down to the starting rotation, whose pitchers could go farther, because we've been very impressed with Virginia Tech's starting rotation. They've been 1, 2, 3. I mean, clearly almost the best in the conference so far. And Wake has yet to find a rhythm in the rotation. You know, I think Massey's getting better and better in terms of his pitch counts since his injury. Chase is Chase, and Josh, you know, he's got to find himself, and hopefully this is a series that they do it. Like, they need this. Wake is desperate right now. They need a ranked series win.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Like, I know we saw Cole look well, but he can't pitch every game.
Right.
Do we know that this You know what? I'm going to do it, Nick. I'm going to take Wake. You know, I'm just going to blindly pick Wake. You know what, Nick? You tweeted it. I agreed with you. Nick Kurtz is back. Wake is back. This just feels like a get right weekend for the Deeks. Like you said, they need this. Like Virginia Tech is sitting pretty right now. Like Virginia Tech wins this series. You can't lock them up, obviously, as the Coastal champion. There's way too many games left. But, I mean, they're going to be 12-3 with only 4 ACC series left to go for them.
Right.
So they're – and I don't think they're going to get swept when they play Virginia and Charlottesville. Maybe they will, but I doubt it. You know, like, or when they get Duke. Like, yeah, let's pick the Deeks. Let's get back on the train. Let's buy stock while it's the lowest it's been all year. So, all right, Nick. Well, that's all that I have. Anything else you want to add? It's about to be midnight. I do want to upload. This is going to go up, Nick, immediately. So if you just want to tweet it first thing in the morning when you get up or get a chance, obviously, like not first thing you do when you go to bed, but whenever you're ready. But anything else you want to add?
Let's see. I won't be going to any games this weekend. I think I will be writing a blog about Wake tomorrow night when I get home from work, just about the bullpen having some extra arms and Nick Kurtz getting on a little roll. So look out for that. Other than that, again, proud of my NC State Wolfpack. It's been an unreal story. And kudos to the ACC. I mean, again, they doubt this conference in basketball, and they have been just proving people wrong year in and year out when it comes to the tournament. But I'm really happy with my Wolfpack. It's unbelievable, this ride that they're on, and I hope it continues to Monday night. So we'll see.
Yeah, no, I mean, great overall experience. Again, quick shout out to what Georgia Tech was today. I mean, I can't stress this enough, Nick. I think you and I need to come to go to a game together. I was blown away. Dude, like, I mean, again, I went in with, like, an expectation this place was going to be nice, right? I mean, again, I like to, before I, like, I will release a ballpark rankings after this is all said and done. But less than 3 hours removed from you know, being at the ballpark, this was the best experience I've had all year. And I'm not even talking games. I mean, I watched Miami walk off Clemson less than, you know, a week ago with a pretty much sold-out crowd. Mm-hmm. I mean, just overall, everything about the game was fun. Interactive fan experience. That Champions Hall, man, was stunning. Beautiful views. Not a bad seat in the entire park. You know, they have the mascot that comes and takes pictures with everybody, which I think is a very important for the family side of things. Merchandise tent was one of the best I've seen. And honestly, Nick, it's the only school that I've attended so far, not named North Carolina, that even had merchandise open during the midweek. Virginia Tech didn't have merchandise open. Duke didn't have any merchandise open. Very impressed with all of that. So ready to call it a night. But you know, I'm looking forward to a great night. And again, I'm very appreciative of that, but that's going to wrap this one up. As always, it means just a little bit less here in ACC country, and go ACC.
ACC.